is a download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
2008.
On Triple J. That is Jay Retard and a track called Seesaw. Well, if you're someone who longs for simple music, nothing complicated, nothing with a flowery self-conscious image, then this guy could be your new favourite artist. Now, to say Jay Retard is new is pretty much getting it wrong. He's been around for about a decade in all sorts of garage rock bands like The Sounds, The Final Solutions, Angry Angles, and his first band, The Retards. Now, he's been solo for a couple of years now, and after just one solo album, he's signed up to Matador, the New York-based label who's had a lot of success over the last 10 to 15 years, breaking acts like Cat Power, Yola Tengo, and also the New Pornographers. So could this be Jay Retard's big break? Could this be the turning point in his career? Time's going to tell there, but so far this year, he's got a hell of a lot of attention by his plan to record and release 6 7-inch singles over the next 6 months. He's then going to put all those singles together, release an album at the end of this year, and then do a brand new album on Matador by the start of 2009. So when I spoke to him, I asked him, does he feel like he's at a bit of a crossroads now in his career?
No, it feels pretty natural to me. I mean, I've been organically trying to work on things like really slowly. That was my whole goal from the get-go, is I'll just start really tiny and not take baby steps the whole time. And I just feel like switching over to Matador now is just the next obvious move, so...
It's been, what, 10 years that you've been making music?
I think I've put out my first single 12 years ago, maybe, and first album maybe 10 years ago this year.
Wow, okay. And you've been pretty prolific. You've played with all sorts of bands. You had The Retards going for a while. Then you had Lost Sounds. Now it's just you. Is there much of a difference in your headspace?
Yeah, I kind of get to run the show, so it's a lot more fun, you know. I don't know. It's easier. I mean, there's only one person to blame if things go wrong now.
Are you good at taking the blame?
Oh, no way. I'm just talking about Steven, bass player.
Is this something you've always wanted to do? Did you think that the band thing would come to an end at some point and then it'd be ready for you to just, you know, make a name for yourself?
No, honestly, I always wanted to have a band. Like, that was always kind of my dream, was to have like this miniature gang, one for all, for one kind of thing. But, you know, it doesn't really work out sometimes. So, just decided to do things on my own. It's kind of a little bit more lonely, I suppose. I don't get to share creativity with anyone, but I get to do what I want. So,
well, you've shared plenty of creativity. What was it about the band thing that sort of frustrated you in the end?
just compromising. I'm not one for compromise. Like, you know, in everyday life it's fine, but not with art or music. I don't really want to compromise any sort of artistic vision. I really just don't take much value to anyone else's opinion when it comes to my songs. So.
What is your vision? What are you trying to do? What are you single-minded about?
I feel that throughout the latter period of the 80s and most of the 90s, that like the people just have let the simplicity of like four chords and a good melody have gone to the wayside. So I'm just trying to write really, really simple music again, you know? I don't know if I'm necessarily trying to bring it to the masses, but, you know, just trying to do what I want to do.
Well, there's a lot of people kind of talking about you now, primarily through the record that you put out a couple of years ago. Now that you've been signed up to Matador, has kind of kicked things along as well. I mean, how many people do you think could be attracted to the music that you make?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like at least with mainstream music that people are getting really sick of the excess again. I think things are going to come back around to where people are going to desire to hear something pretty simplistic again soon rather than whatever's on the radio now. Three or four chords can be limitless as long as you have great ideas to put on top of them.
You never seem to run out of ideas. You've got sort of like a great head full of melodies. Do you find that? Are you very prolific as a songwriter?
Yeah, I try to, when I'm at home, I try to write a song every day. From there, I'll probably demo three or four songs a week and then once a month pick two songs I like and then fully realize those with like a, you know, a fully recorded kind of production thing.
Do you always come up with a song a day?
Yeah, when I'm at home, definitely. I mean, I can't say they're all great. But it's kind of like, you know, it's a process of weeding out, if you will.
With that that sense of simplicity that you want to bring back into music, that directness, can you kind of give me some bands that you think have done it in the past that you've followed on the lead that they've set up?
I guess the first couple Wipers LPs, band from Portland, from the States, they were pretty simplistic, but had kind of complex melodies on top of simple song structures, whatnot. Of course, the Ramones are still my favorite all-time band ever. So I kind of base everything in that, in a sense.
Punk or garage? Does it matter? What are you?
I'm a punk, not necessarily a punk rocker. I don't really care for garage music much at all, actually, you know? I kind of always got lumped in with that. I consider it just pop music.
What about as a child, you know, growing up? Were you one of those sort of classic case of the bored suburban kid who just wanted to, you know, get out of the bedroom and do something?
Not necessarily. I mean, I didn't really live in the suburbs until I actually started making records. I pretty much grew up in trailer parks, like, all across the South, which are, like, pretty impoverished people, like, living in tuna cans, basically. So, no, I just beat up people for fun when I was a kid.
Really? Were you a big kid?
Yeah, I was like 11 pounds when I was born, so I was always the fat kid that picked on everyone.
Did you lose that trait at some point? Did you get some humility somewhere?
Yeah, when I picked up a guitar.
You got all your aggression out through that?
Definitely, yeah, yeah.
And so music was a big turning point for you?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. All the kids in the neighborhood were pretty glad.
Okay, on Triple J, that is the music of Jay Retard, and that's his brand new 7-inch single. It's called Painted Shut. The guy before that having a chat to me recently. Now, this is the second in the series of six that he's going to put out over the next 6 months on the Matador label. Each 7-inch that he puts out is going to be in decreasing quantities. So the first one, which came out, Seesaw, more copies of that are going to be available than the one that he puts out in about 4 months' time now, the last in the series of six. So it's a pretty good marketing plan. It's getting him a lot of attention. And the best of those singles is going to be collected on a album, which Matador are going to put out towards the end of this year. And then he's got a full album of new material out by March of 2009. That's Jay Retard on Triple J tonight.
2008.
New releases every Sunday evening.
Triple J.